Embattled retailer Woolworths today announced that two of its non-executive directors resigned with immediate effect. The announcements follow the resignation of Woolworths Australian-based company David Jones CEO David Thomas resigning last week. The retailer is also facing some flak around allegations that it's plagiarized a certain type of coffee. This comes not too long after the firm took a baby carrier range off its shelves after an entrepreneur claimed that Woolies had copied her design to a T. Basically, it's been a torrid time for Woolies since it bought David Jones in 2014. To take a look at how Woolworths is really doing, I'm joined on the line by Brian Thomas. He's a portfolio manager at Laurium Capital. Brian, significant players have left the Woolworths board, and then there's the David Jones CEO who left just the other week on Thursday, I think it was. It all seems very sudden, and there's no notice being served by any of these individuals. Do you smell something fishy going on, or could it all just be a coincidence?
Look, I think at the best case, it is just a coincidence that they've resigned at the same time. So, as you said, David Thomas, who's been a very long-standing member of the Woolworths group, ever since Woolworths bought into David Jones in 2014, he stepped down on Thursday. And then you referred to two non-executive directors, Gail Kelly and Patrick Alloway, who are both Australian and very highly regarded Australian market individuals. Mm. They stepped down as non-executive directors today. Now, there's no background that's been given by the company on any of the resignations. We do know that they report the results on the 21st of February, so that's not too far, kind of 10 days from where we are now. Mm. I'd imagine at that time they will give us more information as to what has happened and further what is the plan to replace the individuals that have left that business.
Yeah. So I see that Ian Moore, who is the current CEO of Woolworths, is going to be taking the reins as CEO at David Jones. When is that happening exactly? Is that at the same time that he's CEO of Woolworths?
Yes, I think so. That is the plan at the moment. So it seems that Ian will play a far more active role now that David Thomas has stepped down. But I think in the announcement it did say they were looking to find a replacement. It's obviously a very big job for Ian to look after the whole of Woolworths and David Jones, which in itself is a large business and a business that frankly has not performed as well as we as South African investors in Woolworths would have hoped since the acquisition in 2014.
Mm. And given what you've just outlined, you know, the hugeness of both companies, one would have thought that there would be some sort of succession plan, but it would seem as though David Thomas, the CEO at David Jones, had to leave all of a sudden.
In fact, one of the things that I thought is that David Thomas could, over time, not sort of immediately, could have been the successor to Mr. Ian Moore at some point in time. So yes, there's a lot to go on at Woolworths. You'd also know that there's some planned changes to the board of directors later on this year. It's been announced that Hubert Brody, who's the deputy chairman at the moment, will be moving into, I think, the chairman role if he's elected as such at the AGM, which it normally takes place in, I think, the third or fourth quarter of the year.
Right.
So there's a lot of change in various levels at Woolworths, which is never ideal. What one wants to see is consistency, and consistency on the board, consistency of management, and that's generally what drives good results for all companies, not only just retailers.
Yes, absolutely. So we know that much of Woolies' problems stem from their apparel. What have their problems been exactly, and to what extent have the likes of Zara, Cotton On, and even our local stores like Mr. Price and Jet disrupted the retailers' fortunes?
Yeah, I think that the big problem let's separate out the Australian business from the South African business for now.
Yes.
So within the South African business, everyone would appreciate there's effectively the food business and then there's the clothing business. The food business has been an incredible performer over time and one that we continue to believe will be a very good performer over time. The clothing business has been one that has suffered various misfortunes in South Africa over time. And it's primarily around women's clothing where the missteps have been made, and probably mainly over the last 24 months or so that those missteps have been made. I'm not a fashion guru myself, but I understand that some of the big mistakes that they made was going too fashionable. The clothing cuts that they had in their stores for the target market that they were aiming at were too short and just not the right fashion for the target market, which is kind of the woman from 25 to 35, 40. That wasn't really appropriate. And what they're doing at the moment, and as I say, qualify this by saying I'm no fashion expert, but I certainly see it in my local Woolworths, they're very much going back to the basics.
Yes.
Going back to the basic T-shirts, the basic stuff that everyone in that age category would be prepared to wear. When you do that, you do start to compete head on with a number of the other retailers in the space. You mentioned some of them, but another big one that has cropped up of late has actually been Pick and Pay Clothing, which is very competent in that basic space.
Hmm. Amazing.
The international guys that you spoke of, I think, if anything, you know, they came in with a big bang. Everyone rushed off to H&M, Zara, etc. I think that they've probably fallen back a little bit over the course of the last probably year or so. So the initial market share gains have been given up, and you're starting to see people taking a bit of market share again.
Hmm.
So there is a potential in South Africa for Woolworths to turn around and for them to turn that clothing business around very strongly. If they get the basics right.
Yeah. So now let's switch to Australia very quickly before we come back to South Africa. They
sure.
made that investment in David Jones. I think it was some 21.4 billion rand in 2014, a massive amount. Last year, they made an announcement to the market that they're having to write off some 7 billion rand in relation to David Jones. I mean, as an investor in Woolworths, you know, what's the feeling about David Jones and them staying with David Jones?
Look, it's the million-dollar question, or the $21 billion question. It's been a business that has frankly underperformed. For those who don't know what David Jones looks like, it's a department store model. They've got 40 odd department stores and one or two very big department stores in various cities in Australia. The department store model itself is under a bit of question globally. And if you think of an online retailer, Amazon or Takealot.com, that you and I are familiar with in South Africa, it is really the quintessential online department store. It has multiple departments. And so the motivation for individuals to go into a department store is probably not what it was, let's say, 8 to 10 years ago. So what David Jones is trying to do is kind of reinvent the concept of the flagship store, the very big, very big store, and that they spent a huge amount of money already on a store in Elizabeth Street in Sydney, which is really going to contain a whole lot of the brands and things that you wouldn't normally want to buy online. And it's backing that strategy that one needs to believe in if you believe in the turnaround of David Jones in Australia. So it's one that's complex. It's got a long way to go. There has to be a risk of further write-downs at some point in time of that massive investment, given the profitability of David Jones at the moment. And I'm sure, as I say, we'll hear more detail as to whether there might be the need to write that investment down further or not at their results. And it's not something that's in my base case, but it's something that is not inconceivable.
Brian, Woolies has lost some 30% since it bought into David Jones in 2014. Are we optimistic? Can we be optimistic, depending as well on what happens with David Jones, that it can recoup those losses in the near future?
Are you talking about share price losses?
The share price.
Market share losses?
The share price.
Look, I think all of the retailers in South Africa, and particularly the clothing retailers, have had a tough time of late. You know, there are not many that one can point to as being massive successes in terms of share price returns. The earnings of a number of these companies have been under significant pressure. And really, it's a function of the very weak consumer in South Africa. You know, I think I certainly feel it. I'm sure you do. There's not a whole lot of extra money in the pocket at the end of the month. And that's translating to very sort of stagnant sales by the retailers. Up to now, the retailers across the board in South Africa, in my opinion, have done a very good job at working on the cost line. So they've been able to still generate small amounts of profit growth, by containing the costs. And I'm not talking about the costs of the goods that they're selling, but the other costs, the rental that they're paying, the staff that they're paying, etc. And that has been able to generate some profit and earnings growth for them over time. My current feeling, or Lorem Capital's current feeling on this one, is that they're starting to run out of a bit of road on that cost lever. There's a little bit more they can do with the landlords, but not a whole lot more they can do with the staff costs. And as a result, your earnings growth is going to be fairly stagnant in a lot of the clothing retailers for some time. As you know, it's earnings growth that drives share price growth. So yes, we need to see earnings growth coming back, and what will really drive that is consumer confidence, more people in the shops buying more, driving the top line, the sales line, which eventually will push through to the profit. So we've really, for a big turnaround in the fortunes of retailers in general, and that includes both the clothing and the food retailers in South Africa, you need a turnaround in that top line now.
That was Brian Thomas. He's a portfolio manager at Lorem Capital.